hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, man, a lot of preparation went into the adventures for this week. We have some major trips coming up. A couple weeks, I will be heading to the Maldives for our Scuba Radio birthday bash with the Scuba Cowboy and myself, both celebrating birthdays. And, you know, spending some quality time with Agnes and the crew at the Carpe, on the Carpe Vita Explorer. What? Bill's laughing at me again across the window there. What? What?
I mean, I agree with you. Time spent on board a liverboard, especially a liverboard like the Carpe Vita, is quality time.
Yes.
Most people, when they talk about quality time, mention their family.
Well, this is my diving family. Yeah, no, I'm doing we're doing this big, you know, adventure. It just happened to time out with my birthday.
And, just happened to.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
You know, Agnes from the Carpe Vita Explorer, who runs the operation there in the Maldives.
Do they have walkers?
Walkers?
Like
from The Walking Dead?
No. What do you mean? No, like those
spiders?
Four-legged things with like tennis balls on the bottom. You're getting up there. Your birthday celebration, you will be, what's the number? It's a roundish number. It's 50. You're going to be 50 years old.
No crap.
No crap.
That explains that stain on your pants.
That's some crap.
Hey, now. Well, hey, you know,
he's going to be 50 years old going on a dive trip. His 50th birthday will be in the Maldives.
I'll actually be in an airplane on my birthday.
Nice.
And we'll actually be boarding the boat late that night. So I'm going to be in the air for the majority of my birthday this year. But, hey, the sacrifices you make when you plan an adventure like this. And what I was saying is that, you know, Agnes...
He didn't see
from
that.
Carpe Vita Explorer was nice enough to make the invite for us to go out there and do this trip. And it's been on my list for last year or so. And it just happened to be that particular date. And I'm like, well, at first I thought, I don't know. It's my birthday. Maybe not. Then I thought, wait a minute. If I go and go ahead and do this, because we had already canceled one trip. I was like, I don't want to cancel this again, but if I go ahead and go on my birthday, then I can celebrate my birthday prior to leaving, and so then that way I can celebrate my birthday twice. So it's about maximizing the party factor.
That'll be nice. You and the grandkids hanging out, celebrating your 50th birthday.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Grandpa, tell us the story about how you're going to the Maldives again.
Well, the first time I went, I got on a plane with Oliver Wright.
All right, screw you both. Anyway, just let's not forget that I'm going to the Maldives and you're not. Yeah. So suck it!
Yeah, we're not forgetting.
Yeah.
Actually, we encourage you to go because then we'll have the studio to ourselves.
Yes, well, maybe. That may be the case. But actually, we're going
to
do...
a little bit dirtier than I wanted it to sound.
You won't be able to use it because I'm actually going to... I'm taking the studio on the road that week and we're going to make the studio... we're going to create a roving, a remote studio there on the deck of the Carpe Vita Explorer there in the Maldives. So there. Take that.
Well, I hope global warming doesn't catch up with you and submerge the entire country of the Maldives,
no,
since their highest
no.
point is only 8 feet above sea level.
Yeah, no, we have a couple more years to go before that happens.
Wait, you okay. mean we get a Saturday off then? If you take everything?
No. No, you'll still have to come here and sit in a 10 by 10 room with no windows and just lock yourself in there for good bean. For, you know, just to be there. Oh, really?
Wow. My wife finally made me bring this back to the studio.
Really?
Yes. Happy birthday. This, you can have this on the plane.
Yes. Well, that wasn't a birthday. It was a Christmas present from Drunken Santa, right?
No, but it's that was
you.
From me.
That was from you. That's
yes.
right.
Which is
which you Drunken Patrick.
You threw back in my face. You said, oh, this is great, but I can't take it home.
Yeah, one of my it's basically a travel pillow
yeah.
shaped in the... In the look of a woman's arm and, the two main reasons why guys really dig them, chicks at me. I mean, anyway, yeah, this is very uncomfortable.
That pillow is real and fabulous.
Spectacular! They're real and they're spectacular. Okay, anyway, so we'll just put that over there for now. I'm not taking that to the Maldives. But if you need to use that pillow in here when you're locked in the room that Saturday... Well, I'm away.
It's not staying. It's heading home with you today. The cockamamie reason you couldn't take it home because you had a house full of people that were your relations. I know they're not there now. That can go home today.
No, they're there.
They're not there.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Anyway, so...
happy birthday.
I bring up this Maldives thing not just to rub it into Bill and Patrick here in the studio today. That's just icing on the cake. The reason I brought it up is because I've had to do a lot of preparation for this trip this week because we got a lot of stuff happening in the next couple weeks leading up to it. I'm not going to have time to prepare accordingly. So what we're going to discuss today, not only are we going to delve into Patrick's plan to become a paddy open water diver because he's doing his
course. Make it sound like he's hatched some sort of evil scheme. Well, first we're going to delve into Captain Patrick's scheme to become an open water diver.
Yes.
It involves buying Greg a one-arm pillow.
That was
the reality is that you gave the gift of scuba, and now it's getting to be warm weather, and Patrick is chomping at the bit to get in the water.
And I gave him the gift of boobs, and he threw it back in my face.
And you are welcome. However, yes. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your dive training, but we're also going to talk about preparing for a major trip like this thing in the Maldives. Because, you know, for me, even for someone who's done this a few times, this is a big, big trip, and you're going halfway around the world. You got to make sure you have, you know, crossed those T's, dotted those I's. I brought my scuba checklist. We may go through some of that stuff this week, but I actually had to. Get out my gear and kind of take inventory and decide, okay, what do I need to take? What can I leave behind? Make sure I don't forget anything and really plan this thing to the nines. Because once you get over there, you're there and you're stuck. If you forgot something, you forgot something big time. And lighter is being very important on this trip because we're traveling so far.
All right. Are we going to be going over the... homework assignment you gave me while you were traveling?
Yes. Okay. Why are you not ready?
No, I got your email, so yeah. I did what you asked me to do, but it's not really making me feel very confident about scuba diving.
What do you mean? It doesn't make
you say, Patrick, other than working on chapter 4, I want you to watch the following movies. They will be informative and will give you a much better understanding of what it takes and means to be to be scuba certified by Greg the Dive Master.
Uh-huh.
Sincerely, Greg the Dive Master.
Okay.
Open Water, The Abyss, Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, Into the Blue,
right.
Deep Blue Sea, The Guardian.
The Guardian.
Sea Hunt, the complete series, which was god-awful. And for some reason, you threw Showgirls into that.
Well, the last one you mentioned was the only one that made me think that that was actually a legitimate assignment. Because...
Well, no, you're a big fan of The Abyss.
Well, I am. But, if I was actually telling him to prepare, it would have been, there would have been some DVD titles that weren't released you know, through...
Debbie Goes Deeper.
Yeah, maybe.
Flesh Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, we'll get there, though. But no, that wasn't for me. You've been bamboozled.
Catfished.
Yeah, there you go. You were catfished. Yeah, which would be appropriate since you're aspiring scuba diver.
I'm still putting it on my expense report. So.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so first, let's talk about preparing for a big trip like this and what goes into it. Even for someone like me, you might pick up a tip or two because, you know, one of the first things you always have to do, especially if it's been a while since you've been out of the water, you have had your gear out of the water. Say, you know, it's just now starting to warm up here in Florida and you haven't had your gear in the water for a while. Oh, that ends up being my situation. Do I take my equipment into being serviced? Maybe. We'll answer that on the other side and give you a few ideas and suggestions that might help you plan for your next big dive adventure, too.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer here. Also, my current dive student, Captain Patrick, from our World of Boating show, is hanging with us today. We're going to go over some of his knowledge review from his Paddy Open Water course. I am a dive instructor. I am training him how to dive here shortly, so we're going through some of the paperwork here today on the show. You might pick up a tip or two. But before we get into that, you know, I'm planning for my big trip to the Maldives, and I thought, hey, this is a good time, you know, for a lot of folks that have been planning, you know, to jump back in the water, say, for instance, you know, after an extended time, you know, their gear's been out of the water, you know, as the weather starts to warm up here down in Florida, where we're based out of. Now is the time where us warm water wusses actually consider to go diving. And what happens is that your gear ends up sitting around for a couple of months if you are in that scenario. And what happens with scuba gear is that if you don't use it, you lose it. It starts to corrode. So it's much better to have your gear in the water and have it being used on a regular basis as opposed to sitting in your garage or your closet or something in the off season.
Well, and even if you use your gear frequently, if you're going on a long trip like this and you're planning on bringing your own gear and not using rental gear, you've got to make sure that something which may not be a big deal if you're driving 40 minutes to go to a dive site is a much bigger deal if you're flying for 15 hours to get to your dive destination.
Yes.
So you want to make sure your gear is going to be good almost even if you just took it out of the water and dried it this week.
You do.
Yeah, you know, for a big trip like this.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to the Maldives, so I do take a little bit more time for any liveaboard trip. But this one in particular, being that I'm flying halfway across the planet, not only do I have to make sure I have my gear set up correctly and that it's good to go, but I need to go as light as possible.
You take those glasses with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm wearing my cheaters.
I think he seems wiser. I'm listening to what he's saying, and it seems like it seems wiser. Reasonable now.
Yes.
I don't know how that is.
It's like his IQ quotient went up.
Yeah.
50 points.
By the way, did you see the season finale of Duck Dynasty?
And there it goes.
Anyway. All right. So, So if your gear's been sitting around for a while, and you know, it has a tendency to corrode inside your regulator. That's what will happen. It'll start to corrode. You won't see it. You're even if your regulator looks brand spanking new on the outside, on the inside, if there's little salt crystals in there, you didn't rinse it quite perfectly the last time you're out there in the ocean, and it's been sitting in the closet or a garage for a couple months or whatever, it will corrode in there. And what happens, most of the regulators built today are set to fail in a free flow, which means that they will... If that corrosion gets in there, it'll stick in the open position. And you'll hook it up to your tank. You'll be on the dive boat, ready to go. It might work fine when you set it up, but as soon as you hit the purge valve, it'll start blowing and it won't stop, even if you do some twistings. And that's what they have a tendency to fail in that situation. And because it's better to have air than have it fail the other way where you don't have air.
Yes.
You follow me?
Yes.
So anyway, so... That is a pain in the butt, and it has happened to me in the past, believe it or not. So what I do for any trip like this, after it's been a while since I've had my gear in the water, well, I'm in a unique situation where I just replace it. So I just pulled out a bunch of new stuff.
By replacement, he means I open a different box of brand new gear.
Yes. Yeah. And that's unique to me. I mean, it's one of the perks of being, you know, a host of a diving radio show. I get a few toys to play with. And by the way, I'm taking a lot of cool toys on this Maldives trip.
I bet you are.
But, you know, you may not have that luxury to
supply just, a D-cell battery.
Just too. Like, you know, it's time for, you know, your annual for your regulator. I just replace mine. Yeah, I'm not even going there. I just replaced my regulator.
Once you get to be 50, your annual takes on a whole new meaning.
Yeah.
Moon River!
All right. Anyway,
Babar with
cavity
bees.
Searches aside, what you need to do is get that equipment serviced at your local dive center. Go there, get it done before you jump in the water. It should happen once a year. Some regulator systems are set up where they can go a couple years now. But you, even if you haven't dove it, especially if you haven't dove it in a few months, you need to get it in and have it serviced, because the fact that it hasn't been dived is when they will fail.
Isn't it divin?
No, it is not.
Divided?
No.
But when you're doing this, keep in mind you are not the only person who hasn't had your equipment in the water for a while, and this is a time of the year where a lot of dive shops have a backlog of equipment that needs to get serviced.
Yeah, you gotta
so you
give
cannot
them a good...
say, well, you know, it's you know, today's Saturday. I'd like to bring in my dive equipment and pick it up on Monday. That is probably not going to happen.
It ain't going
to
happen.
In fact, you don't want that to happen.
No.
If you've got a dive shop where they have so little business going on they can turn it around in 2 days, you probably don't want to risk leaving your equipment there for fear that the doors are padlocked when you come back on Monday.
Nah. We get the same thing in the boat service industry.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Don't wait until the week before Memorial Day weekend to go get your boat service.
Yeah, that's
you
never.
You want to be well ahead. So, is it once a year?
Generally.
generally.
There's a couple regulators out there. It's made with like titanium.
But you would still probably, if you set it up as a regular thing, despite the frequency or infrequency of your diving, if you made it a once a year my equipment goes in, that way it's done.
Yeah, absolutely. You should plan that at the beginning of every dive season or in the off season, like, you know, a few weeks before you're planning your first set of dives, and get it in there to the dive shop. Give them a couple weeks to work on it and get it done for you.
Now, what's the if you were to average a cost?
It depends on the shop and it depends on the equipment.
Uh-huh.
But you know, you're talking anywhere from, you know, I'd say 60, 70 bucks on the low end, upwards of, it could be a couple hundred bucks, depending on how much work your reg needs. And I'm talking about regulator. BCs don't really have to be inspected, per se. You got to watch them for leaks and
hey,
corrosion and stuff like that. You can inspect your BC. Yeah.
You can inspect your BC. You fill it up with air, you put it into the tub, and just see if you have any leaks, any air coming out of the BC.
But your regulator, your first stage and second stage parts of your regulator, you can't really see what's going on inside these things. Uh-huh. And like I said, they can look brand spanking new, and there could be a corrosion in there, and you wouldn't know till you get out on the dive boat and it starts, you know, starts free flowing on you.
Now I have a reason to get that hot tub.
Dive computers, gauges, that kind of stuff. We'll address that next here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. First radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master preparing for a trip to the Maldives. Great live aboard trip. By the way, there are a couple spots left, I hear, on Explorer Ventures to join us May 16th in the Maldives. An airfare right now on Emirates Airline through JFK and Dubai to the Maldives is ungodly cheap right now. I mean, it's like half of what I paid the first time I went to the Maldives. This is really, really good airfare. So it ain't too, you want to go?
A couple of coupons and I, you know.
That's it. I'm telling you, man. I mean, last day it cost me $2,500 just in the airfare to get to that part of the world.
So it's about $1,300.
It's about $1,300 is what I saw. So it's impressive. And so if you got a last minute adventure you want to go on.
You're not flying, right?
I'm not flying any of the planes.
Okay.
Not initially. If they call on me, I'll be ready.
Does anybody know how to fly? There's an emergency in the cockpit.
Yes, that would be me.
My worst nightmare.
All right. So anyway, you know, get your regulator serviced or just replace it, which is what I'm doing. And the other big thing, and this I'll tell you, this bites me in the butt more than any other thing when it comes to preparing for a big trip like that.
Eels.
Like this. Not eels. But it does have to do with current, and that's batteries. It never fails, either a dive computer or a camera or something that uses batteries never fails. I'll pull it out and get it ready to pack and realize that the batteries are dead. And I got to go out to the store and buy some, or if it's a dive computer and you can't replace those batteries easily, which is a lot of times the case. I have one particular dive computer that I really have to send it into the manufacturer, have them replace the battery. So guess what? I'm not going to be able to use it this time.
Okay, so as I'm creating a checklist here,
yes,
for my annual dive gear, because that's what I'm going to do. Right. I'm just going to make it annual without fail. This is what's going to happen.
Right, as every diver should.
Can they service my dive computer as well?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, it just depends on if it has a battery replacement, and they carry that particular line. So, yes and no. Dan Tip next, then more.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 524. Underwater on your home loan?
You think this is funny?
They say that like being underwater is a bad thing.
Is this how you get your sick kicks?
Divers know better.
You see how wonderful life can be?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Got a tip for us today, Nick?
Show.
Great. What are we going to talk about?
Shore, as in shore diving.
Oh, I see where we're going here. Good one. There's some great diving to be had just offshore in a lot of locations, but I'm thinking it's even better if you know how to do it safely.
My thoughts exactly.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, it'd probably help to talk about why divers like to go directly from shore. And I'm guessing you've done your share.
You are correct, sir.
What do you like about it?
Well, for one thing, it's less expensive. Once you've got your gear, all you need is gas money to get there.
And that's a big part of the appeal these days. What else?
Well, I like the independence of it. You don't have to worry about boat charters or schedules. You're free to explore whatever you'd like, whenever you'd like to do it. Not to mention the fact you usually have the site to yourself, which can be really nice.
You share the same sentiments as a lot of folks who enjoy shore diving. There are a lot of great aspects to it, but there are also some special safety considerations to take into account, too.
With independence comes responsibility.
Well, yes, but it's more. With independence, the responsibility is all yours. Unlike with commercial operations, you're likely to be diving without a dive professional with you.
Meaning?
Meaning, on a dive boat, the operation is likely supplying safety equipment like oxygen units and first aid kits. With independent shore diving, you don't have all of that. And if you plan to shore dive often, consider purchasing your own first aid kit and oxygen unit to have on hand in the event of an emergency.
And you should invest in some training so you know how to use it, right?
It does tend to do you more good if you know how to use it. It's also a good idea to have a cell phone or radio on site in case you need to call for help.
I know another safety factor I like to have on shore is someone who knows my dive plan. I like to leave it with someone I'm not diving with, so if I run into trouble, there's someone to report it and to tell rescue crews where to start looking.
That's really smart, and a step every shore diver should take. I'll bet you know a special piece of equipment every shore diver should have, too.
I'm guessing you mean a dive flag or a signal buoy?
Again, you guessed correctly. If you're diving offshore, you've got to take boat traffic into consideration. So always have a dive flag or signal buoy to show that you're in the water. And even with that, be extra careful when you're surfacing, because some of those boats can move awfully quickly and you're hard to spot in the water.
You speak the truth. I know boats and divers cohabitating in Florida waters presents a constant challenge.
And that's just because you've got so much great stuff for both people down there.
Again, you speak the truth.
It's how I roll.
Hey, do you have any tips on the physical challenges of shore diving?
Mostly to just take the added physical challenge into account. Shore diving means wading through surf, and wading through surf isn't like wading into a lake or quarry. It can be physically challenging and demanding, because it'll require greater efforts to keep your balance, and it'll likely require you to expend more energy than usual just getting to the dive site. Make sure you and your buddy have a rendezvous plan in case the surf separates you. And be sure to account for the greater physical demand in your dive plan, and be careful not to start your dive exhausted.
Are there any other special considerations to take into account when shore diving?
A few. As with all diving, check the conditions before you head out. Keep a close eye on tides and currents. Dives can and should be called off when currents are too strong, so be sure to look for signs of them. Check the surf, too. And aside from the obvious challenges we've already mentioned, they can indicate strong currents as well. If you're not familiar with the local tides and currents, find a knowledgeable source and learn about them before you even consider diving in the waters.
How about legal requirements?
Ooh, that's a good point. Wherever you do the shore diving, make sure you're familiar with the local laws and regulations. Are dive flags required? Are there any restrictions on where you can dive?
Nothing like ending a dive with an arrest.
Imagine the mugshot.
Your mask ring forever captured in posterity. Did we forget anything?
Just one more thing. Be sure to take your parking proximity into consideration as well. Before you worry about the physical toll the surf will take, Know how far you'll have to carry your gear and how much energy you'll have to expend getting it to and from your entry point.
So if you plan a shore dive, make sure you have all your safety equipment and have it in place. Have a first aid kit, oxygen unit, and cell phone or radio on site in case of emergency. Even if it's not required in your area, have a signal flag with you, obey the local laws, and take physical demands into consideration, including gear trekking and surf wading.
Those are some of the basics. Of course, if you want to learn more, there's always training to be had through your specialty course.
Shore diving offers some wonderful opportunities and a greater sense of freedom than many other types of diving. Like any diving, though, shore diving requires thought, planning, attention to detail, and a little common sense. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so shore diving, which we just spoke about there in the Danga diving safety tip. You know, what kind of diving are you going to do on your next adventure? If you're traveling to the Maldives, say, I'm going to be on this liveaboard, the Carpe Vita liveaboard. There with Explorer Ventures. And from what I remember from the first time, and I could be mistaken, I got to go back and check my notes. I don't think we did any night dives on this particular liveaboard. I don't remember doing that or if it was just me. And I don't, you know, normally my excuse for not doing night dives is the fact that on a lot of these Explorer Venture liveaboards, alcohol is served and it's free flowing. But once you have a drink, on that particular day, your diving is done for the day. And on the Carpe Vita, being it's in the Maldives, they don't have the same liberal policy when it comes to booze because it's a dry country, more or less.
That's ironic. That truly is ironic. A country whose highest elevation above sea level is 8 feet above sea level is a dry country.
Well, you can't bring booze into the country.
Right.
They have some.
It's an Islamic Republic.
Yeah,
at this point.
One of those things. And but they do give you like a couple glasses of wine or beer with dinner. But if you take those at dinner, you obviously can't do a night dive. But I don't remember doing that. So because it makes me think that we didn't do any night diving there in the Maldives. So I'm going to have to double check that. But you got to know what type of diving you're going to do to make sure you pack the proper stuff. Like, you know, glow sticks,
right.
Lights, that kind of thing.
Now,
a rave?
Yeah. You'll find out soon enough.
When you do night dives, glow sticks are important in being able to find your dive partner and have people find you in the water.
And to have a open ocean rave, which is something that we've thrown into the mix on some of our scuba radio scuba cruises in the past, as Bill can testify to.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
So sad.
No, it's actually quite fun.
Actually, what you should have taken away from that is you should have a goal for scuba diving, for your scuba diving career, something you can work towards. Your goal should be
to live.
Well, after those movies you had me watch, yeah.
Your goal should be to have enough dives under your belt eventually that you can't remember what the diving was like specifically in the Maldives because you've had so many dives since then.
Well, it's I
that
do remember
be your
what
goal.
I remember what the diving was like. I mean, we had whale sharks, we had hammerheads, we had some of the biggest schools of fish I have ever seen on any trip I've ever been on in the Maldives, and the water was nice and tropical and warm, which is what I really loved. And matter of fact, I've said this many times. I've compared it to my trip in the Galapagos. Being the marine life was a little bit more diverse in the Galapagos, but it's also you're out in the middle of nowhere and the water was like 20 degrees colder too. And so that took a little bit of the fun out of it for me. So to be able to go and do some bathtub temperature type diving and still have all those, that marine life, to the level of what you get in the Galapagos, I mean, it was amazing. It was my favorite trip ever. So I've been wanting to go back ever since. And now we'll finally get that choice. But knowing what to expect, obviously, affects what you need to pack. So I got to check on the night diving thing. I might be able to look online and figure this out real quick. Because they usually have a sample itinerary on the Explorer Ventures website. So I haven't done that yet. I got to get that squared away. But these are things you need to take into account when you're planning your dive adventure as well.
I want you, if you are a dive operator at any exotic locale, to pay close attention to the words that Greg just said.
Thank you, Bill.
He just said that the diving in the Maldives is his best diving ever, and he's been to a lot of places. If you are a dive operator in an exotic locale, mm-hmm. take that as a challenge. And say to us, just communicate to Bill@scubaradio.com
no.
and offer me a trip someplace
no.
where it will
no,
really
Greg
be appreciated.
scubaradio.com.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Yeah, it's a cheap trick, by the way. They're coming to the Hard Rock Cafe here in Orlando, I believe. I just saw that next week, and I got a previous engagement. That bums me out. Right. I'd love to see them do that song live.
Oh, I thought they were waiting tables.
You're sad. Sad, sad man. Anyway, okay, so I'm preparing for this trip to the Maldives. We're going to get to Captain Patrick's dive class here in hour two. But let's just figure or finish off some of the packing tips or things you should consider before heading out on your next dive adventure.
I was actually going to ask you, what
the heck is that?
Oh, that's Rush.
Oh, it's like, well, I hear some weird thing going on in the background. It was your phone. Huh?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Rush.
Ringtone.
Rush. Man, Rush. No cheap trick.
No.
Anyway, some things that you need to prepare for or consider for your next dive adventure. Get that gear serviced. Check the batteries. Yes, Patrick.
What other gear would I... Do I need to have my tank inspected?
Well, you're not going to take a tank on a trip.
Why not?
Well, first of all, they don't generally let you take them on airplanes without a lot of...
Oh, you're talking about on an airplane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Maldives, you're usually going to have to fly.
Okay.
So I'm talking about a trip where you're not going to drive to.
Okay.
All right, because, yeah, if you were driving down to the Keys from Orlando, yeah, you could take your tanks.
But what if you were flying us? Could we?
No, I wouldn't let you bring a tank on. Yeah. Weight would be an issue. Yeah. But you can, and you can take them on to the Maldives, too, if you wanted to have your own tanks. But you got to go all through this rigmarole of usually taking off the tank valves and everything, have them depressurized because they don't want pressurized tanks on airliners, generally. There's some exceptions to the rule, but it's a whole TSA thing.
But as I'm setting up my annual list, what other equipment do I want to...
Well, exposure protection, which is blindfold when it comes to Bill, if you're diving with Bill. But I'm talking about when it comes to wetsuits and things like that. Because, yeah, Bill will be your dive buddy, so you might want to throw a blindfold into your dive.
I've got a taser that works underwater.
Most people just take their mask off.
maybe. You got to know what the water conditions are going to be like in the place you dive. And the Maldives, like I said, it's actually very consistent year-round pretty much on water temps. Doesn't get too cold over there at all. So I may bring a skin, like just a full-body Lycra skin or something. Or I have this LavaCore shirt that I wear, which is kind of like what you'd consider maybe a 1 mil.
Could I bring my surf suit?
You could, yeah. I was just going to say, like a rash guard or something like that.
No, I got my wetsuit, my spring wetsuit.
Well, you could, yeah, you could, of course. I mean, once again, it depends on how you like to dive. Do you get cold easily?
No, I just like looking slim.
Well, wetsuits have a tendency to suck in the fat in all the right places. So they can make you look somewhat more svelte or...
just round.
Yes. They can do that as well.
I know plenty of people that black is not a slimming color.
Okay. Anyway. But, yeah. Yeah, you want to know what the conditions are going to be like. Because once the thing, when you're traveling halfway across the world, like I'm doing with the Maldives, weight is such a factor with the airlines.
And, of course, a 3 mil wetsuit wouldn't weigh that much, but wouldn't you rather have that weight for something else if you're not going to need a 3 mil?
There's weight, there's space. Then there's the issue of, we have an 18-hour layover in Dubai. So I haven't figured out yet, for instance... if I leave my bags with the airlines that entire time, or we got to recheck them because we're going into another country and then store them somewhere else. And, if you got two or three bags with you and you're having to wander around an airport that you're not familiar with, that's a pain in the butt as well.
Yeah, I thought you were leaving them there so you could go ski at the indoor mall.
Well, that's what I'm planning to do, but I'm not positive I can do that.
Now, looking at these trips then, are you looking for a liveaboard or a dive boat like that provides everything? It's like all inclusive.
What, as far as gear?
Yeah.
Well, not really. Most people that'll go on a liveaboard trip are going to bring their own gear.
I mean, wetsuit and stuff like that. If your weight is a consideration.
Yes. Because they may have some stuff you can set it up with them in advance and tell them, hey, do you have this available or can you hook me up? And a lot of times they will have some pieces of gear here and there, but generally you're much better off bringing. Your own stuff. I mean, this is a pretty big investment. You don't want to have, get on a week-long trip and find out, like, oh, crap, I should have brought, my wetsuit. Now I'm freezing my butt off, now I got to wear this rental suit that's like a size too big or too small.
I mean, that's really the thing. The thing is, you're going to do 20 dives, and the difference between being comfortable and being uncomfortable is gear that you're familiar with versus gear that you're not familiar with.
Yeah, and you want to look good,
That's a little bit secondary.
Says you. But
hey, you know what? It should be you, too.
Well, which goes back to the blindfold. But anyway, yeah. So wetsuits, exposure protection, dive lights, we covered that. Cutting tools. This is always an iffy situation for me.
Well, you can't bring them on a plane.
Well, you can have them packed in your bag, generally. Like, I have a small dive knife that I was debating whether or not I should take it. I have it actually attached to my BC. And it's a really nice setup. And I almost said, I'll take a different BC because this could create problems. And I thought, screw it. I'm packing it and I'm going to take it. Because I don't like not having some kind of cutting tool available to me while underwater, especially in on a dive trip where the conditions could be challenging at times. They do have some current scenarios in the Maldives.
Have you ever had to pull a knife underwater?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I just do that for my own amusement. But that could just be me.
I'll stab you!
Yeah.
Stupid sea cucumbers.
Don't look at me that way!
All right, hour two is on deck. We're going to get into Patrick's Patty Open Water Course. Join us, and you can test your scuba diving knowledge as well along the way. That's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.